Brad Pitt has seen a town die.
He's personally seen a town bleeding out of his feet. Watched
the light fade out of a town's eye, and he shed a single tear.
Then he walked away. He walked straight to Hollywood.
And he said, I gotta make a movie about this.
He took off his cowboy hat, and he was like, I'm here.
Don't shift your weight. Don't stare. And for God's sake, whatever you do.
Hello, and welcome to March Madness. I'm Hannah.
I'm Sarah.
And today we're doing a special mini episode. So it's going to be short and sweet, and it's going to be about a movie that Brad Pitt should have been in. So Sarah, yesterday in the present time, when we are recording this and not the future when you are listening to this, was the Oscars.
It sure was.
It was fucking crazy.
That was the biggest mindfuck of my entire life.
I feel like we like phased back into the correct universe and now maybe things will be better.
It really felt like divine intervention. It was like, please God, no. Don't let this happen. Oh my God. And then all of a sudden they were like, we made a mistake. Moonlight, please come accept your award. And you're like, am I dreaming?
The Lord. But that's not the movie we're going to talk about that Brad Pitt should have been in.
No, Brad Pitt should not have been in Moonlight.
I don't think
anybody's gunning for that.
Brad Pitt as Chiron. That movie was
like fine, but like, you know what would have been cool?
If Brad Pitt was in it. If the main character was played by Brad Pitt.
You know what?
Benjamin Button him.
If everybody was white.
Then we can call it Crash.
Oh my God, that's not true at all. Go see Moonlight. It's great.
It's go see Moonlight. Anyway, Moonlight's not the movie we think Brad Pitt should have been in. It's a different Best Picture nominee. And that Best Picture nominee is Hell or High Water. This episode is going to be mostly spoiler-free. It's a recent film. And I don't know about you, Sarah, but I do not know many people who saw it.
No, that's kind of weird. Yeah.
I, like, honestly was, like, really surprised it was nominated for Best Picture. It's a really good movie. It was nominated for Best Original Screenplay, which I think it should have won because it's a very well-crafted film. Mm-hmm. I say that having not actually seen any of the other Best Original Screenplay nominees, so.
So maybe it fucking sucks in comparison.
Maybe, but it's really dumb.
No, it's a good movie. The screenplay is written really well. It jumps right into the action. It's really beautifully shot, and it's like a really nice kind of poignant look at Middle America, which is the most depressing place on Earth if you've ever driven through a middle state, which are really big. They're sad and dying. It's a really good look at Place's character.
Really good anti-bank film.
We just saw Dark Side of the Sun, where he played a gimp, and Ocean's 11. Similar to Ocean's 11, in Hell or High Water, Brad Pitt is scamming people. Well, Brad's not in this movie, but...
Brad's not in this movie. In this movie, Chris Pine and Ben Foster are brothers. Ben Foster's the older brother. Chris Pine, young, devilishly handsome, piercing blue eyes. Ben Foster's character should have been played by Brad Pitt. Here's why. Brad Pitt and Chris Pine look like they could be related. Similar noses. Similar strong but weak chin.
Strong what?
Strong but weak chin. So that's like, their jaws are both like really strong. And then you move to their chin and you're like, oh, it's like a little...
it's like a little nubbin.
It's a little small.
Little something something.
Bobby. It's like there. It's not the smallest chin I've ever seen. It's not bad. They both like make it work. But I think it's why both of them have beards a lot. And both of them have piercing blue eyes. And both of them have that rogue ne'er-do-well sort of attitude to it. I feel like Brad would have really succeeded in this role.
I agree. Brad Pitt is really good at cowboy movies. Brad Pitt's from a middle state, so he knows what it's like to have his town die.
Definitely. It's a good aesthetic for him.
Brad. So in this movie, I was like kind of hesitant at first. I was like, he would play the ugly brother, but he's like the young cute one. Before I realized that this movie was shot in this year of our Lord, well, the previous year of our Lord, 2016, and Brad's the right age to play the older brother. And it's also possible to, like, dress Brad down. He's also really good at playing, like, a kind of a, not a background character, but, like, a supporting role.
Definitely, yeah. I think he'd be a really solid team player for Chris. And I think that this role requires a certain amount of that.
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. That sociopathy. That,
yeah,
like, craziness.
Totally.
This is not his first rodeo. And he gets sort of a thrill out of it. Whereas Chris Pine is sort of doing it because he has to.
Chris Pine doesn't want to kill a man.
No, but his brother sure do.
There's a definite sociopathy that's coming out in the brother that we have have seen in other Brads. Mm-hmm. Has anybody here seen Fight Club?
I have.
Congratulations.
Welcome to
film school.
Welcome. Yeah, no, I think Brad is really good at playing unhinged. I think you see that a lot. I think Brad is really good at playing, like, smooth-talking scammers.
I guess it was, like, like, not to drag this poor guy, but it was, like, he was almost distractingly ugly. There was enough of, like, a difference in appearances between two brothers.
I think
that you had to wonder if it was like a plot point, but it never was addressed, and so you're left wondering, like, why is the unattractive brother, like, getting all the tail, you know?
Also, they just, like, he doesn't really look passably related to Chris Pine at all, which is something that always bothers me, the person with a document dedicated to celebrities who should play siblings and things.
Tell them about your other Google Doc.
I also have a Google Doc dedicated to celebrities who cry after sex.
I just found this out, like, 10 minutes ago. Anyway.
Brad Pitt, devilishly handsome, older than Chris Pine, but both of them are in a sort of nebulous age range where they can play older or younger.
Yeah, Brad's good at being younger than he is, as we've seen. But
I think Chris was playing older. I think Chris was playing early 40s.
Yeah, that would
like
make
30-something. Yeah, right that now, would make sense. But he had, like, a teen son in the movie, so.
Yeah, having a more handsome actor in the role of what's-his-face would make sense.
Definitely. Even outside of appearance, I think there's a certain charisma to Brad that was necessary for the brother. I think Ben did a very good job. He did a fine job in the film. But I think there were moments where it didn't feel grounded enough in any sort of internal logic to the film, but it also didn't seem off-the-cuff spontaneous enough. It seemed random, but not in a satisfying way that, like, an unhinged person would do. There's a scene where the older brother sees, like, a clerk at a desk, like, at a hotel, and he, like, is like, oh, mama, let me try again, and he, like, slicks back his hair and is like, hey, and then is talking and flirting up with her, and it, like, doesn't really work.
This brother is so ugly that at first I thought that the lady was, like, playing him off, you know, because she kind of at first, like, gives, like, an eye-rolly smile or whatever.
Yeah.
And then after a minute, it's like becomes clear that she is flirting back. And I was like, hold on a second. This is the most suspension of disbelief that I've ever had to do in a movie. That this pretty young lady is flirting with. I can't even remember his goddamn name. He was so ugly. He wasn't that ugly. It's again because he was next to devilishly handsome Chris Pine. There's like an amount of confidence that Brad is able to portray while also seeming, spontaneous and like a little bit like he doesn't have anything to lose. There's a lot to this because it's like very, very clear that Brad Pitt should have been in this movie. It goes beyond the aesthetic. Like the aesthetic is so strong and then it's backed up by like what Brad excels at. And I think he would excel in this role.
Definitely. It's a combination of his ability to play that angry, not really caring for his life or anyone else's sort of character, and how much he fucking looks like Chris Pine.
They look a lot alike. I wonder if he was offered it.
That's a good question. I could see it.
If you know the answer.
Yeah, if you're Brad's agent or the casting director for Hell or High Water, or know his agent or the casting director for Hell or High Water.
If you're Brad Pitt and you know.
Let us know, because we're actually really curious. You can do that on our various internet platforms. You can do it through Twitter, at MarchBradness. You can do it through Facebook, facebook.com/MarchBradness. You can do it on Instagram, March.Bradness. And you can do it through the form on our website, marchbradness.net. It's under the contact tab. On marchbradness.net, I will be making a comprehensive series of images comparing Brad and Chris so that you can really, like, understand how much they look like they could be brothers.
I'm face blind and I can see it. Reach out. Send us a picture of yourself and your happy little smiling face. Send us a picture of Brad Pitt photoshopped in a cowboy hat, but a cowboy hat that he's never worn before.
Yeah, make me one of those Tumblr like image sets of Heller and High Water, but with Brad Pitt instead of Ben.
Make me inspired. Make me cry, but in a good way.
Let us know if you have any movies that you think Brad Pitt should have been in.
If you like us, you should let us know. We crave that sweet, sweet validation. Please, if you want to help us out, rate us on iTunes, leave a comment, say something nice, or just be like, I like Brad Pitt.
I hope you all have a great day or evening or night.
Have a good time.
Have a great day.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. I love you.
Write every day. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.